It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's time now for Brady to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Congratulations to Jimmy Olsen from the Daily Planet. He'll be hanging out with Eric tomorrow for a Hooters super party home invasion, where we won a party of six with Eric and our promo crew treating you like kings at the Mesa Hooters. That'll be tomorrow night. But you can stop by that Mesa Hooters and be part of it, even if you didn't win, because we're breaking open the Holmberg Bound.
Last beer release party, John.
This is it.
Only one in the east side.
Well, we do have one more, kind of technically, which is the happy ending show.
That's
after
true.
We're going to try to tap it all out. But Holmberg's happy ending is going to be the 21st. You can get in on this beer early Thursday, tomorrow night, over at Hooters in Mesa. The Hooters girls will be out there, of course, in droves, and hopefully you will as well, drinking our delicious beer from Four Peaks and a buck from each sale.
What's a game tomorrow night? Jets Ravens.
Get that Humane Society.
Are there Jets Ravens fans in town even?
A couple Ravens fans. Jets fans probably more than Ravens, but
they don't wear their gear too much.
Good. It's hideous. Hideous. Ravens don't have much to shout about with that cartoon villain on their.
They're good, though.
They are good. That is an ugly uniform. Either way, go out there. Help out the Humane Society. Get some Holmberg Bound and enjoy Hooters. Thank you to Hooters. Brady report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of Wednesday morning fun facts. Chicago's population peaked in 1950 when there were 3.6 million people living in the city. Now it's down to 2.7 million.
Wow.
According to the latest census.
I would imagine it's going to keep going down with that weather.
And with the ability to travel and everybody getting shot if you're even near the United Center.
Nobody lives on the south side. That's.
Oh, well, hello.
Well, I was trying to talk crap about.
You're going to go White Sox, but what you did was an offended a continent.
Man.
Dirty libs.
I stopped.
Yep. We got your message, kid.
The word disaster.
Nobody worthwhile lives south of anything in Chicago.
It's White Sox. I hate the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of Brett Vesleys down.
That's right. That's what it is. Italians, too, now. Way to go.
The word disaster comes from the Italian word disastro, which translates to evil star.
Great superhero.
Because in astrology, it's considered unlucky to be born under a bad star.
Right. Well, according to stupidity.
How do you really feel?
Astrology is from the Italian word stupido. And if you believe in it, you're insane.
I believe in stars.
I believe they exist. I don't believe they have any like powers over my personality.
Your moods?
Maybe the way we're positioned makes everybody feel, you know, barometric pressure probably more, but I think the atmosphere around us protects us from star power.
You think Mars in retrograde has...
No, I think more humidity.
Well, maybe some freaky things can happen tomorrow because the last full moon of the decade will happen tomorrow. And
depends on how you measure decades.
Which will take place 12-12.
Does it start on a 1 or a 0?
And the instant the moon is full is 12-12 a.m., Eastern time.
Ooh.
So numerology folks will be.
But 10-12 our time, so meaningless.
Or 9-12 is it? Are we?
We're 2 hours right now.
Merriam-Webster's word of the year for 2019 is they.
Oh, because it's no more he's
when it's
she's,
used,
right?
Yeah, as a gender-neutral replacement for he or she. Or a pronoun.
So the destruction of grammar is what they're celebrating at Webster's this year.
Yes, they are. A new study monitored people as they drove in their car with one of two different things. Their kids and the other driving a cake. 95% of the people drove more cautiously when they had a cake than they did when their kids were in the car.
Kids can bounce around. A cake is ruined, guaranteed. Kids are pliable.
The cake is far more precious.
Of course it is. It's first off, it's super expensive at the moment and is fragile. Your kid can take some bumps and is built to regenerate. If a cake could heal, then you wouldn't care as much. Also, if you're in
unless
a crash
I could buy a cake insurance.
No, you can't strap up a cake either. You can't put a belt on it. That'll wreck it. So the cake's flying free. Your kid's strapped in to 17 different apparatus because the new state laws don't allow your kid to not be out of a safety seat till it's 16 now. I saw some kid piling in at the Target the other day. He was bigger than me. He's 4. Like, what the hell? He's huge. I know. But he's light. He's really skinny. But he was tall. I'm like, he'll be all right in a seat belt. Like, Slenderman can get in there. He'll be all right. No, if you're under this weight, you have to be in the chair. I'm like,
105.
Kid's like 5'9".
Yeah.
He's all right. He's bigger than Eric.
Lisa was big on that because it's supposed to be like 85 pounds or something like that before you get him out of the booster seat.
Yeah.
Alex was tall enough that he just hated riding in it. He's like 80 pounds. I'm like, okay, so 5 pounds, you're gonna give me that on because he can't ride in the back seat?
That smoking hot midget girl that was talking to us over at Four Peaks last week.
Yeah.
That started
she's on the bubble.
No way. She's under the bubble. There's no way she's 105.
She should be in a
does
booster.
Does she set the airbag requirements on the front seat, you think?
I think that's like 50 or 60 pounds because sacks of dog food set that off. She's bigger than a sack of dog food. What was her name? Brianna?
Yeah.
Started tiny hot girl stores. Nobody caters to little tiny hot girls. I'm like, oh, man, you have no idea how beautiful that phrase is to my brain. We need to start a store for just little tiny hot girls. I'm like, oh, and robust ones. Yeah, not too big, though.
In Salt Lake City, the employees at St. John Properties got a little surprise at their Christmas party. All 198 employees got a $50,000 bonus.
Well, that's nice.
$10 million bonus.
The some got more, though, right?
Divided up.
I heard some that were there forever got a lot more. A
little more. Okay, so the minimum was $50,000?
Guy just emailed me and said, I work with a person going through the transition, and they hate the they thing. I know two people going through the transition, and neither of them want the they, them thing. And I read a thing a little bit ago that we're literally, this is it was either 0.6 or 0.06% of the population.
Seems about right.
So you hate it whenever I say they, you know.
Right.
Like they tell me. Who are they?
Not they tell me. But well, I do hate when people say that as their reason for an argument.
As their source.
Well, they've told me. Who? The angels? But yeah, so, I mean, can't that 0.6% of people just, you know, amongst themselves? I don't think anybody really cares. If I wandered over and said, well, they say, and they would like bathroom time. But if you're doing it like in a weird way, are you a girl or a boy? I, they, girl. What? You're not making any sense. You're just saying words. Yeah, I don't think any transgender or transsexual people really care unless you're just shouting at them that they're wrong. And then you're just in a fight with them anyway. The people you're trying to win over are never going to do it.
If you want to have a fun gift exchange at a Christmas party.
And I'm not.
Here's a suggestion. It's a drinking game. You can ice people. The folks at Smirnoff Ice have generic gift boxes. And when you open it up, it's one bottle of ice. You've been iced. You have to chug it on the spot. $20 for the box.
Wow, they've got you, Brady.
Peer pressure is the way to go now.
You clicked on the ad and you read it as
not
a news
story. On the bottom of those, it usually says sponsor or ad. Yeah. You can skip right past it.
You don't need to read those in the Brady Report.
I've given out daily suggestions.
Is Smirnoff paying you? Yeah. How much are they paying? Getting?
Smirnoff's not paying Brady.
No.
You're exactly the type of spokesman we're looking for. Somebody would never touch our product.
Smart marketing, though. Maybe they
you've been iced.
Slid it into
so
the
So you did the room. Smirnoff Ice story ad.
yeah. Smirnoff Ice. It's news. To me.
But you didn't do the story about the guy who got the ice bucket challenge guy, the person they were trying to save died. So I guess that's not a cure, pouring ice on them. Maybe Smirnoff Ice is
they
the
died?
Answer.
Smirnoff Ice might cure your disease. Click.
Yeah, be careful with those, Brady. Whenever there's a brand name attached to a news story, chances are that and the fact that you won't believe what Candace Cameron looks like today. I've fallen for that 100 times.
That's true. You got played. You weren't a paid sponsor.
This girl might be the hottest person that's ever been in a stadium. Click. Damn it, I didn't see the sponsor thing.
Mary Coker is the director of purchasing for the Broward County Schools, and she's catching some heat. They've deducted $44,000 from her salary. She went to the county administrative Christmas or a Halloween party back in the fall, dressed up as a flasher, and now she's in trouble as being on the board.
They didn't fire her.
They did not. They're just looking at that fine of $44,000. And
is it one of those costumes that looks like it's digitally blurred out?
It's a leotard.
Oh, so she didn't do anything wrong. She's just
other than
she's hideous. That's all.
Yeah.
If she was good looking, people think it's funny. Jay Ackerman or Josh Ackerman and his wife up there, they had costumes that looked like they were naked, but they were digitally blurred out. And the costume was hilarious.
I saw those. This is the Naked and Afraid costume, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You know, you're holding a stick or a leaf or something. You're naked and afraid, but the costume's digitally blurred out perfectly. It's from a distance, it's hilarious. But they're decent looking people. This lady shouldn't even be like. This is basically a $44,000 penalty for her even pretending to be a splasher. Lady, you get that right out of your mind. That's going to cost you $44,000.
Why? I wasn't even naked.
I know, but the fact you thought that was a good idea to even fool us with it, a lot of guys were crying.
This happened in Savannah, Georgia, at the WSAV-TV anchor, Alex Bajorzin. Bazorgin.
Nailed it.
That's right. Bazorgin.
Can't be right. I like the first one with all the Z's in it.
They had a reporter talking about the 10K, a Christmas 10K happening, running, and she's standing out front reporting, and the runners are going by, and one of the dudes slaps her on the butt.
Oh, nice.
They've identified the guy.
He's lost his job, hasn't he?
Tommy Callaway was identified.
Tommy.
Almost Tommy Callahan.
It was close. Tommy is a youth pastor.
All right.
Of course he is.
At Pittman Park, UMC, as well as
Luther
a Boy
Dale
Scout leader.
Bible Camp.
One of these days you're going to be on my side, Brady. After all this reading, how are you not like turning
the videos? You can.
Oh, there's a video?
Out. Oh, yeah.
Was it a nice ass?
Had to be. In the name of Jesus.
To compel him?
You should really smack that reporter's ass.
I don't know if that's the good idea. That's going to leave a mark.
Just a joke. Hilarious. Does he lose his job as a youth pastor?
Or
is
not
he
yet.
He's forgiven.
His lawyer has contacted the TV station, and he'd like to talk to the person, the reporter, and personally apologize.
What an arrogant prick. Look, I'm a good man, and now I want to sit down and chat with you about how wrong I just... Here's the video of it. This is great. She hot? She's pretty cute. She's young.
Probably have to sit through a little.
But yeah, so you can't do that. You can call and apologize, but you can't go, you need to sit down with me now and listen. Like, screw you. Apologize immediately.
Because it basically, it stopped her in her tracks. She's
brother's slowing it down.
Not expecting that.
It already
happened?
It's already happened.
Oh, yeah.
Go start
oh, wait, no, it's that guy. It's the guy in the blue. He's coming up. He's got his eyes down. He's in sunglasses. Here he comes. Somebody just tried to whap her. Watch this. It's the guy behind the black guy.
There he is.
The guy behind the black guy. Here he comes.
There he goes. Tommy!
Oh, whoa.
mad about that.
Watch. Listen. Jesus saves.
Oh, she freezes that report immediately. Man. Oh, the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning. You violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at her work or anywhere. Do better.
I don't know. That,
he's going to try to do better.
Yeah, isn't that why he's asking to meet with her? So he can do better?
Better.
Why don't you show me that ass one more time? I'll do better.
I'm going to squeeze it. I'm going to wreck it. I've never seen a woman that upset about that before.
That's not
pretty
a,
good. It's a good move.
I understand her anger.
Sure.
There, that guy was a dumbass.
He thought it'd be funny.
Grab that ass.
Sure, he thought it'd be funny for him.
I mean, it's funny.
Old Tommy Galloway.
It's hilarious. I mean, she still has the right to be mad, but it is funny. I mean, in the end, nobody got hurt. She has every right to go after him, but hilarious.
It'll be hilarious when he's not a youth minister anymore.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the fun part. Nah, he'll still be a youth minister. Jesus,
you think
they raped kids and kept people employed for
crying out. That's nothing for them.
You grabbed an adult. Well, they probably punish him for grabbing an adult woman.
They're going to high-five him.
Look at the still shot that TMZ did.
Oh, that's gold. They won't high-five him. They'll be confused why he's attracted to grown-ups.
Look at the concentration on his face, John.
Oh, you're a youth pastor. You should be attracted to children. That's why we hired you.
He's biting his lip. Look how excited he is. He's running with a boner.
He's doing the Clinton.
Grown-up butts. I very rarely get to touch these.
Where's your Jesus now?
Did you get her?
I've got some wild world.
What in the hell are you thinking? You represent the Lord. You smack children's asses. Adult asses. Disgusting.
You should know better.
You'll be out on your ass. Sorry, what's that, Brady?
Some wild world.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady.
Brady doesn't like this.
Wild, wild world.
He didn't like the direction that took.
Too honest.
We're the church, for God's sakes. Touching a grown woman's ass, that's disgusting. They have periods. You smack boy butts. Under the age of 15 only.
Wildlife officials in Nairobi are searching for a stray lion that has already eaten a man.
That's what they do.
They found the remains, and now they're looking for the lion. They
live
know
in
where
Nairobi.
It came out of the... wildlife area, and they're looking to tranquilize the lion and relocate it.
You live in Nairobi. Isn't everywhere the wildlife area?
Yeah.
Somewhat, but they try to
maybe they'll put it in heat. Maybe, they'll relocate it in Flagstaff.
The problem is that the lion sometimes will go out into the areas where they have their livestock, and that's when the families start to complain about the lions are eating their
Who would have
cattle.
Thought that lions would go after livestock?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. We put the bait out in the field, and next thing you know, we got a lion problem. What? Yeah, we here in Nairobi, we're tired of these lions. There's two options here.
This is a wild world radio video. This guy in Thailand started feeling something sticking out of his butt. He's getting ready to go to the bathroom.
Come on. That's not how a story can start.
A Thai man had a sickening discovery as he used the toilet this week. Something sticking out of his bottom was a little noodle. What he thought was a noodle. He began pulling on the noodle.
All right, I'm
it's a 32-foot-long tapeworm.
Okay.
And there's a little video of the tapeworm on the desk. Next to a cup. He said he saw the long tapeworm slithering on the toilet bowl.
There's no video in this.
Yeah, there's no video.
There's no video in this story, unless it's here.
Here, it's right after this Deutsche Bank commercial. The internet gives us tapeworm butts.
Nope, that's an advertisement.
Okay.
What am I missing?
I'm good.
It's on the New York Post.
That's where he is. Good. I'm kind of glad this is not going your way.
And he doesn't know how the tapeworm
How is this
there,
wild world, Brady, and not pee-pee poo-poo news?
I was caught in between. A tapeworm, an amazing creature.
32.
Oh!
There you go.
It's like he's making homemade spaghetti.
It happens, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that
That's, you could have one right now, John.
No,
you
I don't know. I know that for sure. Oh.
I'm Brady Bogan, and that's your Wild, Wild World radio video.
Go dig around in there.
And that's
I do all the time.
Do you?
Absolutely.
You're checking it out?
I'm in there a lot, just in case that stuff's in there. Got to clean it, man.
How about you cut your fingernails too, dude?
Oh, you filthy tie.
The video I saw, there it is. That was that. And the,
oh, God.
The eight-second
like
video,
ramen.
And that
looks
thing
like
is
ramen.
Kind of moving.
It's ramen. I'm going to go with what Eric thinks. People like that should be moved to the
that's
south side of Chicago with the rest of the gross human beings.
It's long udon noodle.
Thanks, Brady.
I thought it. I didn't
that's
say
right.
it.
That's right. I can't stop.
Man, those fingernails are...
Yeah, that guy's disgusting. And he dug around in his beehole with those nails. That's like...
That's dicey.
Oh, tapeworms. Another reason America rules.
They said they think they can grow up to 80 feet.
Yeah, good. In some third world dump. Yuck. Why is that? Why would you take photos of it? Would you take great pride? Just go to the doctor. And ask
you
for
would
a,
take a photo if you pulled a 32
If I pulled that out there, you know what I'd do? I'd wrap it around my neck and tie it to a beam and hang myself with it. What's wrong with my life? Got a 32-foot tapeworm.
What step have I taken?
Stop. There you go. We'll give you a word to text in just seconds. You can try to win that Camaro Z28 free of tapeworms. A 1979 Camaro waiting for you. To celebrate our 40 years here on the air, it could be yours. We'll tell you the word next. It's 98 KUPD. There goes your Brady Report.